August 12, 1927, How Incessant Prayer Conquers God. A Prairie of Nature. The Three Little Fountains. Preparations for World Wars. I felt myself in the terrible nightmare of his privation. I was oppressed, I agonized, I felt so ill that I could take no more. And my adorable Jesus, after having pressed me well under a press so painful, having compassion for my extreme affliction, clasped me tightly in his arms, telling me, "Poor daughter, how you suffer. Courage, I do not want you to reduce yourself to these extremes, you oppress yourself too much. Yet, you should be consoled, your interior is a continuous speaking before the Divine Majesty, and a continuous act. And a speaking ever unceasing before God, wanting the kingdom of my divine fiat, brings with itself the certainty of victory. So, either you have won or you are about to win. A continuous doing and speaking acquires the nature of a winning power before God, and it is as if God would lose the resisting strength, while the soul acquires the winning strength. An exchange takes place. God is disarmed and the soul is armed with divine weapons, but the Supreme Being is not given to being able to resist. Does that asking me continuously for the kingdom of my eternal will seem trivial to you? Going around through the whole creation, and over again, in all the acts I did in redemption, as well as in the seas of the acts of love and of sorrow of the Sovereign Queen of Heaven, to ask for my kingdom? You seek nothing for yourself, and you go round and round, asking over and over again that my divine will be known, and that it dominate and reign. Not a shadow of what is human enters into this, nor any personal interest. It is the holiest and most divine prayer in it. It is prayer of heaven, not of the earth, and therefore the purest, the most beautiful, the invincible one, which encloses only the interest of the divine glory. Until now no one has prayed me with such insistence. My mama did pray me with such insistence for the sake of redemption, and she was victorious. But for the kingdom of my will, no one until now with such insistence as to conquer God. Therefore, your insistence says much. The very uproaring of all nature says much. In these times, all the elements, uproaring, are bearers of goods, and this is necessary to reorder my kingdom. It is the greatest thing, and it takes the uproaring in order to purify the earth. Therefore, I do not want you to oppress yourself too much, but rather, keep on with your continuous flight, with your insistence, so as to acquire the complete strength to win the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. So I continued praying, and I felt a hand being placed on my head, and from this hand three little fountains came out. One of them emitted water, another fire, and the other one blood, which inundated the earth, and people, cities and kingdoms were swept away. It was horrifying to see the evils that will come, and I prayed my beloved Jesus to placate himself, asking him for some sufferings so that the peoples might be spared. And Jesus told me, "My daughter, water, fire and blood will unite together and will make justice. All the nations are taking up arms to make war, and this irritates divine justice more, and disposes the elements to take revenge against them. Therefore, the earth will pour out fire, the air will send fountains of waters, and the wars will form fountains of human blood, in which many will disappear, and cities and regions will be destroyed. What wickedness! After so many evils of a war they have gone through, they are preparing another one, more terrible, and they are trying to move almost the entire world, as if it were one single man. Does this not say that sin has entered deep into their bones, to the point of transforming their very nature into sin? Oh! How ill I felt in hearing this, and I prayed Jesus to put justice aside, letting mercy enter the field. And if he wanted a victim, I was ready, as long as the people would be spared. And if you do not want to concede this to me, take me away from the earth, for I can no longer stay here. Your privations give me continuous death, the scourges torture me. And then, How can I live when I cannot spare our brothers the pains through my pains? Jesus, Jesus, pity on me, pity on all, placate yourself and make your little daughter content. At that moment, I don't know how, I felt myself being invested by pains which I had not felt for some time. I am unable to say what I went through, and this gives me hope that the great evils may be held back at least in part.